So I have to ask you, even though, of course, I wanted to focus on immune therapy with you today, but talking about ESMO, I have to ask you about the FLAURA trial, which
Sure.
is like amazing, just
Yeah.
like not necessarily surprising, but just like, whoa, here it
Yeah.
is, you know? So as you know, this looked at osimertinib versus, I don't know, was it erlotinib or erlotinib gefitinib in the other group? And so maybe you can talk about what they reported and what you think it means.
Yeah, I think to me, sort of along the lines of what you're saying, it was practice changing. Osimertinib improved survival over the first generation TKIs in a fairly dramatic way. Not only that, but it's also better tolerated and diminishes the outgrowth of some of our most common mechanisms of resistance, namely T790M. And so for me, for a newly diagnosed patient with a known EGFR mutation, osi would be my first choice.
So I'm curious too what your experience has been with OC in terms of tolerability. You hear that it has less effect on wild type EGFR, less skin problems, less diarrhea. Is that your, does it cause these problems at all?
Not usually. I think the drug is remarkably well tolerated. I think in patients of mine who've previously had erlotinib and then progressed and were switched to osi, almost all of them feel better.
When this was first reported, we were at the ISLAC meeting. We heard people saying what you just said, which is they're going to switch their first line therapy. And then the second thing, the thing that popped into, we spent the last couple of years trying to hammer into people's head, T790 mutation testing, plasma assays, et cetera. Is that all out the door now?
That's a good question. It might be. I would imagine that it may cause some sort of evolutionary shift in the spectrum of resistance that we see. It seems from the initial FLAURA report that the outgrowth of T790M positive clones was low, if not absent entirely. And so I imagine that if you were to look at a paper 2 or 3 years from now at the resistance mechanisms after first line therapy, they may look very different than the pie chart that's present now.